four companies control over 80% of the U.S. meat industry. And that's crushing the family farm and sticking you with sketchy meat. But it doesn't have to be this way. Moink is the new meat delivery service that ships the best tasting grass-fed and grass-finished beef and lamb, pastured pork and chicken, and wild-caught Alaskan salmon direct to your door. We finally got our first package the other day, and our freezer is now filled with the best salmon and best meat that I know in our neighborhood. They don't bleach their chicken like Big Ag or use antibiotics, hormones, or any sorts of funk. Moink's animals are raised outdoors and their fish swim wild in the ocean. With Moink, you're saving the family farm while your family dines like royalty. That's right. The LaGreca family now dines like royalty. Join the Moink movement today. Go to moinkbox.com/busted right now for a ribeye, ground beef, drumsticks, and two pork steaks with your first box. That's $69 of the tastiest meat you'll ever find for free. And when you suffer from lack of funds like LaGreca does, you need something for free. Offer extended through November 15th. Spelled M-O-I-N-K, box.com/busted. Moinkbox.com/busted.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, WWE Hall of Famer Mark Henry and I have two very special guests in studio. How about this? Nyla Rose and Awesome Kong from AEW talk about everything that happened on Wednesday night.
And you are going to be shocked at what you hear from the mentor and the mentee.
And speaking of Wednesday night, the ratings are in. AEW Dynamite on TNT, NXT on USA. We break down the ratings with the Busted Open Nation.
And we acknowledge the fact that there is an actual race and a contest between the two companies.
And we get you ready for SmackDown tonight. That's right. The debut episode on Fox coming up tonight, Mark Henry.
You know what? There's going to be a lot of superstars, legends, if you will. And I can't wait to see them because I think, Dave, I may be one of them.
That's right. You're one of the legends. That's right, Mr. Mark Henry. All that right now on the Busted Open Podcast. There's a lot to get into today. Obviously, we'll go back to what took place Wednesday night, but there's a lot to look forward to when it comes to tonight because Bully said it, and I have to agree, this is the biggest night for the WWE, even bigger than the first ever WrestleMania.
What?
Yep.
Bigger
than the first ever WrestleMania.
I can't agree with that. I can't agree with that because I know the story of how that first WrestleMania, if this fails, which is not going to, the WWE will still exist. It'll recover. That first WrestleMania, it was everything. Everything that he had, everything that he borrowed, everything was on the line. If the WrestleMania 1 did not succeed, Vince McMahon, who knows, he might have been working for somebody else.
You know what? And that's a really good point. But that first WrestleMania, Mark, was the first step to what we're going to see tonight. I think this is the ultimate goal and ultimate dream for Vince McMahon to be mainstream, to be prime time on network TV. And that dream becomes a reality tonight with SmackDown on Fox. I can't wait for what we're going to see.
It has the same implications, but I don't think that the finishing result would be the same. And that's actually a good thing. You have all the perks, but not the not the tragedy.
Now, before we look ahead to what we're going to see tonight, and we're going to talk a lot about what we're going to see tonight on today's show. Let's look back to what took place on Wednesday, because Wednesday, and we call this the biggest week in the history of pro wrestling, a lot of that had to do with what we saw on Wednesday. I listened to your spot with Tommy and Bully yesterday. You were there for NXT, and that's a big NXT, both hours live on USA. But we had this first ever episode of AEW on TNT, and the numbers are in. 1.4 million people, Mark, viewed AEW on their debut episode on TNT. Man, I couldn't have been more wrong. I said on the air, I thought they would get between 600 and 700,000. TNT was projecting between 600 and 700,000. But once we saw the countdown show on Tuesday get close to 700,000, man, you have to be happy about a 1.4 million number for AEW.
You have to be. I mean, and if you're not, then you need to you need to recalibrate. Like that's a good number.
Yeah.
And especially when you start off, where could it go? The potential for where it's going to go is going to be higher than that. So, they should give themselves a big round of applause, and they should, you know, everybody on that was actively involved in that show should be commended.
Now, they went head-to-head with NXT. NXT did a decent number. They did close to 900,000 on USA for NXT, down from the week before, down from the week before that. This is head-to-head competition, and you haven't really heard a lot about the WWE referring to this as competition or a Wednesday night war. But the WWE released this statement yesterday, and I want to get your take on that. And the WWE said this: congratulations to AEW on successful premiere. The real winners of last night's head-to-head telecast of NXT on USA and AEW on TNT are the fans, who can expect Wednesday nights to be a competitive and wild ride, as this is a marathon, not a one-night sprint. So in this short statement, they congratulate AEW. They tell everybody, hey, this is a war. This is competition. And at the same time, they finish it off with, all right, you may have won the battle, but you certainly have not won the war.
Aha! This is confirmation that it's a race. And what is a race? A competition.
Yep.
So, cat out the bag. Uh-huh. And also, Dave, this is the proverbial handshake in the middle of the ring. This is the handshake. I respect. Good job. Good job. Let's shake on it. What usually happens when you shake the hand?
Yeah.
The boot to the gut and a stunner. Don't do it. Don't shake it. Don't shake the hand. I think that Vince knows and Hunter knows and the rest of the company knows that it's a long, long row to hoe. And as Bully would say, a row of hoes? No.
No, not a row of hoes. A row to hoe.
A long row to hoe. And once they get in about a month, I think the cumulative totals will pretty much tell you everything you need to know. And I actually think that the competition will sway back and forth because people are going to tune in to NXT and then watch the replay of AEW, rather than the opposite. So it's gonna go back and forth.
Yeah, and Mark, I agree with you. And I agree with the statement. This isn't a sprint. This is a marathon. Listen, when you get that kind of number right off the bat, AEW's got to be very, very happy. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens a month from now, 3 months from now, 6 months from now. What are these numbers going to be? Because I think there's the potential where NXT is going to get larger and larger numbers as more and more people watch that show. And I think AEW will get larger numbers too. It's going to be interesting to see what happens next week. And I know you can't always buy into the ratings, But it's a gauge for us. Hey, we talk about attendance on this show. It's not as prevalent as it was, say, 20 years ago, but it's still just a gauge. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Like what you're hearing? Catch Busted Open live Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156 or on demand with the SiriusXM app.
We got two amazing guests in studio, fresh off of everything we saw on Wednesday night on TNT, AEW Dynamite. We have Nyla Rose and Awesome Kong in studio, Mark.
Hello, ladies.
Hey.
Turn into Austin. Hello, ladies. It's so good to see y'all again.
It's good to see you, too.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
The last time I saw y'all was out in Vegas.
Yeah.
And man, that was unbelievable experience.
Wild ride, for sure. For
right?
sure.
Kaboom.
So how was the difference between Vegas feel of something new and the TV launch, like it being the show going live? How was the difference? Was there a difference in the feel?
Well, I don't know, because I mean, it's exciting when it's the first time something's happening. There's that excitement for that, but it seems like you know, the fans and the crowd are already plugged in into what we're trying to do. So it was like the continuance of something that we've been building on. I don't know. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, no, to piggyback off of you, absolutely, you nailed it. But then for me, just all of this is new for me. And you know, there's little differences between like a pay-per-view and television. So I'm kind of just trying to soak it all in and try to pick everyone's brains but not be annoying.
You know, I would love to see if we could pull up the clip of you walking around and seeing your face.
No,
on the truck for
no,
the first
no, no,
no. Man, when I saw you walk around, and I did the same thing the first time I saw myself on the truck. Take me now, Lord. I made it. I can't believe it.
I didn't see this. What happened when you saw the truck?
Oh, man.
Oh, nothing. I was stone-faced, and I was like, yep, I'm on a truck. And then that was it. That's all that happened.
What was that?
There was no emotion.
There's
no emotions whatsoever.
Excited. It was unbelievable.
I really enjoyed that.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I'm just saying. You know, you might be underplaying it a little bit. Just a little.
I kept trying to sneak off camera, like, stop filming me because I'm about to stop.
Was this after?
But that's
before?
That's you should deserve that.
It was before. It was,
oh,
thank you.
Oh,
thank
okay,
you.
I didn't know that. I popped when I saw her picture on the truck, and I sent her a picture, and I was like, just saying.
Somebody made it.
You're right.
Yeah, it is.
And it's funny for me because, Nyla, I actually ring announced your match on Saturday in Wayne, New Jersey.
I wear glasses, so I wasn't sure.
Yeah, it was me. Yeah. It was me. I was terrible. I know. But there you are. You know, you're wrestling a match in front of, you know, 250 people. And then 3 days later, you're wrestling in front of 12,000 people. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, what was that like for you?
You know, see, that's kind of the beauty of wearing glasses, because everyone looks like 40 people to me because I can't see past.
I know. I hear you.
But you can hear past.
Oh, but I can hear past them for sure. I'm like, that's a loud 40 people. Y'all need to calm down a little bit. No, it's in on one regard that kind of helps my nerves not being able to fully see the grand scope of everything, but no, it's amazing. It's such a blessed feeling. Absolutely.
You know, Mark, really quick. That's what I used to do on dates. Like if I had a first date, I'd never wear my glasses, because then, you know, you never have a bad date because you don't have your glasses.
Exactly. Oh my God, Dave.
If you go out and you don't wear your glasses, everyone's a 10. That's what I do.
Everybody's a 10.
And it also goes the other way when I'm looking in the mirror.
When you got 30 vision.
When I'm looking in the mirror prepared for the date, I don't wear my glasses. So I say, oh, I actually look pretty handsome. You know? So.
Oh, my God. This is too much.
But continue.
No, I was going to say that, you know, as you've had a lot of success as of late. And how does it feel to have an example, like, from the woman that's sitting next to you, to your left? Being such a, look at her, you're such a ham. being such an unbelievable talent for as long as she's been around, does that make you want to step up, or do you feel like you got a long way to go, or do you feel like, you know, like, man, I'm using this as a wealth of knowledge and not looking at it like, you know, she's like a legend like she is?
No, it's a little bit of everything, I guess. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I downplay it because I don't want to be that annoying person, but I definitely, like I said, you know, I want to, like, hey, I think I came to you right away and I was like, you know, you got any tips or advice or anything? And I'm just trying to be cool and not get in anyone's way. But for sure, you know, like, even as far as I've come now, I know I have a hell of a long way to go. Like, as soon as I came through the curtain, I'm like, okay, where did we go wrong with this? You know, like, I'm like picking it apart. And everybody's like, it's great. I was like, no, it wasn't. Shut up. Leave me alone. And like, so it's not lost on me at all.
I think that there's nothing wrong with going to a vet, going to somebody that's, you know, a potential Hall of Fame wrestler and saying, hey, what do you think about where I'm going? Like, my trajectory? Like, can you, you know, mentor me? Can you help me? Like, I don't see nothing wrong with that.
No, I mean, that's our, you know, that's our culture in wrestling. Yeah. We pass it on in order for wrestling to survive. I think it's the responsibility of the elders to pass on their knowledge.
The elder statesmen. <You know? laughs>
It's the responsibility, I know you had, of veterans to pass it on. Yeah, when people start coming to you and saying things like, I used to watch you when I was little, now is the time. you're at
it's
the point
to
of your
start
career
passing
to
along.
Start passing
See, that's
along.
What I don't want to do. That's...
gotta be careful.
That's verbiage.
So you had D'Lo as a mentor, somebody that looked out for you and worked with you. Like, Kong, do you have any really funny D'Lo stories?
Funny D'Lo stories? No, not like bust gut hilarious. We did something in Europe and we were both tripping about how the smell, it was like a smell, it was like a general funk in the air. We was like, there's nobody in Europe wear deodorant. We were just glad that we weren't the only ones that could smell it. I'm like, can you smell it? He's like, yeah, I can smell like yawn in here. I'm like, right, smell like yawn. I do have a funny Mark Henry story.
Oh, please share.
I want to know if you remember this. I just thought of it yesterday. I didn't even know I was going to see you today. I just thought about this yesterday, and I chuckled to myself. Do you remember me running to you backstage and asking you to please help stuff me into my girdle?
I do remember.
Mark Henry, I needed somebody strong because I had this brand new girdle that I could not, like, button myself, and I couldn't, like,
I was not going to mention that.
And I was like, I need somebody really strong, and who better to ask than the strongest man in the world?
The world's strongest man.
Come here, girl, turn around.
He's in there, and he's helping me get, you know, in a very brotherly way, just help me get into this girdle, and I'm sticking
That's what
in,
you thought.
And it was like, I'll behave. And he helped me get into it. I will never forget that. That we're in there like, arr.
I don't think that was the first time you ever heard a big brother, hey, turn around, girl, let me handle this.
No, it wasn't.
Well, you know what, Mark? Since we're sharing stories, obviously, Kong worked a lot with our own Bully Ray. In Impact Wrestling, Bully Ray's one of the co-hosts here on Busted Open. You have to have a Bully Ray story to share, especially since he's not with us in studio today.
the one story I have is we were in New York, and he had a tag match, of course. And next thing you know, like in the middle of the tag match, he's like running backstage for the bathroom because they had eaten some pizza right before that. Somebody, I can't remember who, was raving about this pizza. They were like, you have to have this certain pizza or whatever. And he ate it. And then in the middle of his match, he had to like rush to the bathroom to relieve himself, leaving Devon out there to like take tremendous heat, and I remember sleeping, and I just hear, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. I'm like, what is going on? And he's in the bathroom just, oh, my God, I'll be there in a second. And I'm just like, what's going on? When you wake up to that, you're like, oh, my God, what's going on? And, yeah, he had to shoot one out real quick.
Man, a quivy a quail.
I wouldn't want to be his tag team partner. Slap his hand.
You gotta slap his hand because you know it's like you gotta run straight back to the ring. You gotta
blind
like,
tags. Tag, tag. Nothing but blind tags.
That's every time I think of that, I like chuckle. Oh my God.
Yeah, tag me on the shoulder. Tag me on the shoulder. I know you didn't wash your hands.
Give me a foot, something. Just.
How was it for you coming to AEW, Double or Nothing? You made the big debut. The fans went absolutely crazy. I mean, that had to be special for you because I'm sure being kind of off the grid for a little bit, you weren't sure what the reaction was going to be.
I really wasn't. I was like, are they even going to, like, remember me? That's going
to... Oh, stop.
I know, really. Like, that's what I said to myself.
Is that
like,
your inner voice, by the way? Is that...
Yeah.
All right. That's your inner voice? Okay, just let's be sure. Okay.
Am I, what do I order? Should I order something? What do I want to order, boys?
I love the inner voice. Dave, listen, Conk, this is something that I told Dave a long time ago. I still think in the landscape of pro wrestling history that competition between you and Gail Kim stands up to any competition of any wrestler in history.
Oh, wow. Wow. Thank you.
The matches, that series of matches that you and Gail had stands up to Steamboat, Flair.
Wow.
Like, it's those matches were tremendously done. The story, the putting it together, how everything made sense. There was no holes that you could poke in them. The anticipation of the match happening every week matched the week before. And it kept elevating and elevating. And when y'all finally got to the pay-per-views, they delivered. And, like, to be a wrestling fan, like, I think about the series, you know, even Undertaker Shawn Michaels. Like, I remember each one of those pay-per-views. And that's the way you and Gail matches are in my head. Like, I can still see the matches that y'all had. And that's a tribute to the work, but it's also a tribute to the give and take and understanding that the story is bigger than the wrestler.
Wow.
And that's the thing about Steamboat and Flair is the stories were better than the talent. And both of those guys are top 15, top 20 wrestlers of all time. And I just want to go on record as saying right now that when they start talking about women's wrestling 100, 200 years from now, they will mention you.
Oh, wow. You put me in great company. I'm trying not to, like, cry. Like I'm tearing up
Don't
my
cry.
Hair.
I mean, you got pink hair. You can't cry with pink hair. Pink and purple hair is happy time.
Like cotton candy hair. Yeah, that's – thank
cotton
you for that.
Candy.
I mean, at the time, we were just shooting just to not – mess it up, but for people like yourself to give those kind of kudos, that means a lot, and kudos to Gail as well, because coming in, you know, yes, I was hot off the like Japan scene, but like being in the American scene was new for me, and going from her example of, and she's very much a person that puts the story and the fans before, you know, getting her stuff in and getting herself over. She is all about the teamwork of it, the camaraderie of it, and this is something that we have to do together.
Chemistry.
The chemistry of it. Yes, because once when we were in that ring, we were Gail Kim and Awesome Kong. We weren't, you know, like Gail. Like,
you
yeah.
do realize that the landscape of women's wrestling today owes those matches a big favor because those matches proved that the women could main event a wrestling, major wrestling program.
Yeah.
It had never been done before.
Yeah.
So, like, to see a Charlotte Flair and Asuka or Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch in a main event at WrestleMania may not have happened if you and Gail hadn't killed it.
Thank you for that.
So there's a lot of there's a lot to that, and AEW is doing such a good job of putting the women in a place where they can do the same thing. And tell me how you feel now about your match, and where do you see yourself going from this first opening?
I don't even know if I have the words to describe how I feel. It was just such a amazing, humbling experience just to be trusted with that on the debut show. That was crazy for me. And I'm like, are you sure it should be me? But okay, let's rock and roll. And, you know, that's a good motivator because, you know, you have all these people going to bat for you. You don't want to let them down, you know. So that it just one thing after the other. Not wanting to let the people who believe in you, who trust in you, to take it to that next level, just not wanting to let them down, that just adds fuel to the fire. As far as where I see myself going, hopefully I can feel those boots you got. I hope to see myself in that position where I'm the one who's helping bring in the newer people, you know, when I'm at that level. But that's a very long journey, a long ways to go, and I'm just going to keep working hard between now and then and, you know, enjoy this ride for what it's worth and just soak in every opportunity.
Now, Nyla.
Yeah, I think Dave said it best earlier that there's getting over and then there's winning and there's getting over. And y'all both got over in that match, and getting over, and y'all both got over in that match. It was unbelievable.
Thank you.
And Nyla, like I talked to you about going from wrestling in front of a couple hundred people and then 12,000 people on Wednesday. What about the 1.4 million people that tuned in and watched your match on Wednesday? I mean, that's taken it to another level. Numbers that we haven't seen outside the WWE in decades.
It's such a blessing. It's you know, because all of us, everybody, you know, we go into this and we're like, you know, are, you know, how's this going to work out? Like, are people going to be with us? And I think we got a few people with us,
so,
you know,
yeah.
I think a few people are on board, ready to ride this train. So, you know, I say buckle in and choo-choo.
And ride it. Come on, ride that train.
This is what it's like every time I do a show.
I love it.
Henry, you understand?
I love it.
Did you really think when you came in today, A, that you would be here, Mark Henry singing? We'd be talking about your inner voices. I mean, it seemed to be like a big topic.
I didn't think I'd be here today. Like, let me just put it that way. Like, I've seen this show, you know, it's like, wow, that's so cool. They're doing that. Like, they're like, oh, yeah, you get to go on the radio. And I'm like, I get to do what now?
She's one of the most humble people you will ever meet. And it's not like a fake humbleness. She's truly a
are you
humble
sure?
young woman.
Well,
yeah. I have like, watched her.
Okay, because I kind of picture her like as soon as she leaves the room, she takes her coffee and throws it on the ground because it wasn't hot enough.
That's the word.
This is not hot enough.
I asked permission. I'm like, hey, I've always wanted to do this. Can I like throw it down? Like,
I had 1.4 million people watching me Wednesday and expect me to drink
lukewarm coffee.
Now, she really is like a really humble person, and it's because I think she's so humble outside that, you know, you have to have that outlet, and so she's so monstrous inside the ring. You know, I find it,
that's what it
like
is.
Very therapeutic to like let all my stuff out.
Oh, it absolutely is.
That's why things get so vicious. But I've been looking for a long time for someone to like seriously like mentor and give all the secrets to, and I think I finally like found that person, because being humble is like, especially me starting in Japan and being humble is like one of the first things that they teach us in wrestling in general. Being humble is a rule, and she's 100% authentically humble and very thankful for any knowledge that someone passes to your to her. So when you know that someone is grateful for and is going to treat your teachings with respect, you want to teach them more. And that's who I have sitting next to me. Yeah.
Wow.
It makes it so easy to teach when you know somebody's listening and you know they appreciate what you're telling them.
Yes.
And it's not coming from a place. Sometimes it comes across as, hey, listen to what I'm telling you, but it's not really meant to sound like that. It's like you say it like that because there's a it's serious and you want people to get it, but it's not you're not being a bully or being arrogant. It's like take those teachings sometimes when they come hard as good as the ones that is like good job. Take it as good as the compliments.
Yes.
Because that makes you want to be taught even more. Like there's stuff that you sometimes I forget, and when I see a situation, it reminds me, hey, I remember to tell him that was it. That instinctive thing can be trained. Like do that again, but do it like this, and enjoy it. Like take those lessons and don't be angry when you get fussed at. I mean, it's coming.
That's
coming.
Yeah. They may be coming. I don't think she's a person that would yeah me. We've got a generation that will yeah.
Oh my God.
Once you yeah me, I'm
I
like,
get it here. What do you think? the producer and board up. I got here. I say something. Yeah. Old man.
My kids will do that every now and then. I fussed at my son the other day, man. I left the house so hurt and angry, and I just had, he's a kid. He's a kid. Just let it go.
Just let it go. But like Yeah.
I know. I'm like, what? you trying to get the people called on me? You better chill out, man. I will headbutt you. I don't want trouble with your mama, but listen. You about to get a power slam on the couch or something. Like
I'm not gonna. But here I fell in my head.
I fell.
See,
I love you.
That's what had happened.
You giving me an excuse.
And it happens. It just happens from time to time.
It just happened. I tripped and fell and
on the third yeah. On the third yeah.
Boy, Dave has got kids too, so he knows.
I know. Boy, awesome concept. Oh. You think she could do TV or something with this type of personality?
Man, she's good.
She could be on like a hit TV show or something.
She's
not just wrestling.
Good.
She should kind of branch out, Mark. You think?
Come on, bust it open every now and then.
Maybe there's a Netflix give us the Kong series
report.
Or something you can connect.
The Kong Report. Oh,
the Kong Report.
I have to ponder on that.
Yeah, tell us what's just going on with AEW.
You got to do it in your inner voice.
It's just Mark Henry got thoughts.
We're gonna record.
Children.
We're recording all of this.
And
we're gonna have
And there's so much more to get into because obviously you guys are big stars now, so you have other media you have to do. Mark, I'd have him in for the whole 3 hours of Busted Open today if we could.
Man, it would be so good. Like this has been like a godsend. Like I really have enjoyed my morning. This is awesome.
Well, it's not over yet. I'm just saying that we still have a couple of minutes, and you, Mark, still have to do 2 hours of radio when they leave the studio today.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It just doesn't wrap up when they leave, Mark,
Oh, man.
And Nyla, really quick, I want to ask you about being a positive role model to a lot of people who are watching on Wednesday. My daughter, big fan, she's gender fluid. And I'm still trying to understand everything
right.
As a 48-year-old man. But for you, that had to be like you're making a stance, what you've been able to do, what you've been able to accomplish, and have that type of platform like you did on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to be able to like inspire some children to, believe in themselves and be stronger for themselves. Mm-hmm. I get a couple of messages, and I unfortunately, if anybody's listening, if you've sent me a message and I haven't replied, I'm so sorry. Like hundreds are coming through,
sure.
and some get lost in the shuffle. But sometimes, I'll see one or two and I catch a glimpse, and hearing that some kid has found the love of wrestling in general just because of my match or seeing me or, you know, I saw one the other day. Some little girl was like, Amazon Strong Women Forever, like Warrior Women Forever. Like just that fire, that passion, that feels so good to be able to give that to somebody, you know, because that may fuel them and they may not be a wrestler or something, but maybe they'll take that and be a great painter or just, you know, work hard in school. Like, that's awesome to me.
But just knowing that you can achieve your goals. Yeah, just knowing enough that doesn't matter what avenue you choose.
And that's what
And I think more than ever in the last 12 months in the way that our country and the direction of our country, that now that everyone can know that they can achieve a goal and go down a path and succeed.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what it is. You know, you apply yourself, you put yourself, just have that passion and that drive, and who knows?
Possible is possible.
That's right.
And anything is possible!
What is it? His coffee. I want some in here.
Exactly.
Well, because
I'm telling you, y'all need to do it. Oh, you gotta do it.
He never drank coffee before until he started doing this show.
Oh, those are so good. They're dangerous. They're dangerous.
Yeah,
gotta do the double shots.
They're not a sponsor, so let's not mention the name. If they become
until we get free stuff, it's not real.
If it's free, it's for me.
That particular drink is delicious.
All right, we got to wrap it up. Yeah. The TNT people are saying you got more important things to do today, which I think is it's fun, but you know, you have other things to do. You're stars now.
Fine.
Nyla Rose, Awesome Kong, AEW. You can watch it every single Wednesday. AEW Dynamite on TNT. It was an absolute pleasure having both of you here in studio.
Damn!
If you don't know SiriusXM, then listen up. Commercial-free music, plus sports, comedy, talk, and news. They have it all. A lot of people think you need a car to enjoy SiriusXM, but you don't. You can listen outside the car. Right now, you can get your first 3 months of SiriusXM outside the car for just $1. Just go to SiriusXM.com/busted to see offer details and to subscribe. You can listen on your phone, at home, and online. That's SiriusXM.com/busted. Offer available to new SiriusXM streaming subscribers. SiriusXM, no car required.
It's so cool to have those ladies on, and we got to have them back.
And so what was cool about it is Nyla Rose, obviously new on the scene. AEW is new on the scene. Awesome Kong, like you said, one of the greats, and somebody who's been around for a while. And I like the fact that she loves being a mentor for somebody like Nyla Rose.
Yeah, and that's very important because a lot of people sometimes they don't necessarily want to deal with the young people because it's a job. I mean, like, some people don't listen. Like she said, that was the first thing she said is, I don't think that she's a, yeah, I got it. And that, man, that's so troubling with this new generation of wrestler. Like, you know, people think because they saw it on a video that they can do it, but it's got to be taught. Mm-hmm. And you got to sit back and listen of how and why so you'll know when to do it.
Wow.
And it's a complicated process, man. Like, people think that you become a great wrestler overnight, and it's not that way. It's only been like maybe two or three people that I ever seen in history that can get it the first time.
Kurt Angle
and mm-hmm. Ronda Rousey and Randy Orton. Like, they just were able to do it the first time. They were that good. But that's three people that I've been around in 25 years. Three. Out of the tens of thousands of them. So, I mean, it's a hard road to hoe.
And Mark, you're somebody that, and I always bring this up because it's fascinating to me and it makes me just love you as a performer. You're somebody that came from a different sport, succeeded in a different sport, was trying something new, and you started from square one and built yourself up and also embraced the history of this sport. You always have those great stories about you with Jim Cornette and kind of just diving in and wanting to know absolutely everything there is to know about professional wrestling. You didn't need to do that. You're Mark Henry, you know, but you wanted to be able to do that so that you can completely embrace everything about the sport, not just what's happening now, but the complete history of it as well.
Yeah, and also I was really smitten with Jimmy and Rip and Danny. Like, they were respectful to me. Mm-hmm. And Rip Rogers was, as crazy as Rip is, Rip is a sports fan. So he knew my history. He knew me since I was 17. And he was like, look, man, as much as I respect and love what you did, in the landscape of pro wrestling, nobody gives a flying shit about, and he would have said something else, about what you did in your life. Like, you know, I do, but I want you to come across as somebody that loves wrestling and knows wrestling, because the wrestling peers, if they talk to you and you don't know nothing about wrestling, they're going to tune you out.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I appreciate that. And I took that lesson and parlayed it into getting in the study room and watching videos. And Jimmy used to give us little booklets of time of areas in history. And I was one of those people that read all of it, you know, two or three times.
Because you wanted to know everything.
Yeah, and man, I appreciate that. Like, I wouldn't be here without them.
One thing about AEW that a lot of people have been saying is that, you know what? When it comes to AEW, a lot of people, like, these are the new kids. There's a buzz. There's a, you know, they're on their own. But then when you hear a story about Nyla Rose and Awesome Kong, how they want to mentor each other. They want Nyla Rose is in here saying, "All right, you know what? I'm wrestling in front of 1.4 million people. You know, I'm in a championship match. There's really not much more I need to know." No, it's exactly the opposite. She wants to be a sponge. She wants to know more. She wants to know the ins and outs. She wants to know what the road is going to be like moving forward. Man, you have to look and be fond of somebody like that.
Yeah, I love that, man. Like, it's very, very hard to come across that person. And when you do, you got to grab it. Like Kong said, like, I know she's not a yeah, yeah, yeah person. So it's good for me to give it to her, to give her all the knowledge and all of the teachings that's required for her to be able to take my place when I'm gone. And that's special.
Yeah, that is special, and I'm really happy that Nyla Rose and Awesome Kong were able to join us. And, Mark, this is a good time to kind of transition into what we're going to see tonight, because we started off the week saying that this is the biggest week in the history of pro wrestling, and I do believe that. From the season premiere of Monday Night Raw and how that show is going to change to what we saw on Wednesday with NXT and AEW going head-to-head, and now here, we're here. It's Friday. You know, SmackDown moving over to Fox. This is such a big week. This is a week that you're going to be a part of. This is a night that you're going to be a part of. You're out in L.A. right now because you're one of the returning superstars that are going to be on SmackDown tonight. This is huge when you look at this SmackDown premiere on Fox.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big night. I'm looking forward to getting over there. I have a couple of network interviews coming up at noon. And just a real full day. I'm doing a meet and greet in one of the suites at the Staples Center around 4:30 before the showtime. And then, you know, what's going on with the show, which I have no clue. But, you know, I'm ready. I'm cut out for this. So whatever is put in my plate,
yep,
you know, I'll be able to eat it.
Of course, you have to bring it
back
to food.
Always got to bring it back to food, baby.
But I also know, Mark, that you're going to shine. And this is a night when the WWE definitely needs to shine. This has to be huge, and I think it will be huge. And a lot of new eyes are going to be on this show, a lot of promotion going in to SmackDown. You know this because you're a football fan. Fox promoted the hell out of it the last couple of Sundays. I'm hoping that this is going to be as mainstream as wrestling has been in the last 20 years. And when you look at the names that are going to be a part of this show, listen, Fox paid $1 million to be able to have this on their programming, on network, on prime time. Let me ask you this, and you've been a part of SmackDown, you've been a part of Raw. is this now the A show? Is this the premier show now? Is Raw kind of taking a backseat to SmackDown because SmackDown has made this move to Fox?
You know what? I don't even subscribe to the theory that there is a A and B show.
Okay.
I think that, you know, SmackDown is SmackDown, Raw is Raw. They're both subsidiaries of the WWE. All of the talent is able to produce. They would not put you on television and wrap the machine around you if you were not able to get the job done. Same thing with NXT. Like, if you're on, they trust you to get the job done. If the satellite truck goes out, you still can go. If something happens, somebody gets an injury, hey, comes with the game. There's nothing that you can put in front of the people that they put on the show that they're not going to be able to handle. So, you know what? Just roll with it. There's no A, B, or C show.
Okay. And not only is this the debut of SmackDown on Fox, this is also celebrating 20 years of SmackDown. Is there a SmackDown memory that you have, Mark? I mean, you've been on a lot of shows, world champion. Is there a memory from SmackDown that comes to mind when you think about 20 years of this show being in existence?
I remember when the Nation, when we turned on Ron Simmons, and that was on SmackDown. And it was, I remember going home, and I was actually in transition where I was living because I, you know, moved out of an apartment and bought a condo, and I was, you know, kind of in transit, so I couldn't sleep in there because they were painting. And I was staying at my buddy's house, and there were these kids that used to see me at his house when I would leave to go on the road. And they were like, Mark, they just love me. And then after we turned on Simmons, I came back and they kids crying. I don't even like you anymore. And I was like, wow, this is what wrestling is. It's an emotional thing. And the people are the reason that we do what we do. We don't do it just because we want to hear our own voice. And so that was a moment that I'll never forget because it followed me home.
And that, again, an example of the emotion that you're able to bring out as a performer, yeah. Mark.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been...
I'll never forget it. Like, that's like one of my favorite things that ever happened in pro wrestling is, you know, going back and going to my buddy's apartment and the kids greeting me when they see my car pull up and they're waiting on me to get out and so they can tell me that they're not happy with me.
And SmackDown tonight is going to be a good mix of what's going on presently with the WWE and the returning superstars. Because there's some matches that we're going to talk about as leading up to what we're going to see tonight. Because there's some major, major matches. But at the same time, Mark, some major legends that are going to be returning for SmackDown. I mean, you're a part of that list. Booker T, Jerry Lawler, Lita, Trish, Goldberg, Angle, Sting, Flair, Foley, Hogan, Austin, and how about this, the return of The Rock?
You know what? You could have just stopped at The Rock. I mean, you could have stopped. I mean, we were all there to go in and do a big deal, but if you've watched television over the last 3 days, you've seen that, you know, The Rock was going to be there, and that has superseded everything. I mean, outside of Steve Austin, you know, I don't know if there's anybody else I'm more excited to see.
Yeah, this is going to be big. I mean, he's the number one box office attraction. He supersedes just what happens in the ring with The Rock, and the fact that he's going to be a part of this groundbreaking show, this historic show, tells you the significance of what we're going to see tonight on Fox.
Yeah, man, I think this. You said earlier that. This is like WrestleMania, and I disagree, but you know what? The more that I'm sitting here thinking about it, Dave, like, so much has been put into this
mm-hmm.
that it has to succeed. It has to. There's no way around it. I think that even the media that could have gone to NXT didn't get the publicity that Fox has been getting over the last two or three weeks. And not saying that that's a reason that NXT didn't do the numbers that AEW did. I think that is going to sway back and forth because people are going to watch one program and then they're going to watch the other one the following week and the numbers are going to shift. But definitely, I think you're right. Like this is a make or break opening show. And a first impression is a lasting impression.
All right, talking about impressions now, you know The Rock. You have a history with The Rock. So what is it going to be like for you when you bump into The Rock tonight?
You know what? It's going to be fun, man. We have a good relationship, and I think that seeing him is just going to be it's like family. When you see your family, it doesn't matter how much time goes by that you saw each other, you're still family. And Dwayne is that to the wrestling business, and he's that to me. So hopefully his mom will be there too, so I get to see Otto.
All right. Looking forward to that.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.